Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, if I remember correctly...
All right, just shut up.
No. What do you think I'm going to do? I'm just trying to set up. I'm trying to paint a picture for the good people of Cleveland.
People. You don't need to.
Why not?
Because I was going to.
Then paint the picture, Picasso.
No, I owe you an apology.
Ooh. All right, I'm ready. Give it to me.
Why'd you say it like that?
Well, I didn't want to go over the top. I didn't want to Pacino it, so give it to me.
You want to go give me all your got, like in a loud
voice?
Yeah,
like loud randomly. Pacino,
yeah.
Like randomly. Dustin's got a great apology coming this way.
And a great So you on Friday were very loud.
Hmm.
And very obnoxious.
I don't hear the
very
apology
very much
yet.
So over the top, if you will, about the Cavaliers' performance in Game 3. And I continued to berate you on your overreaction and how much you were going to be wrong when the Cavs took care of business in Game 3. However, Nick, I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry?
Because you were right.
That's all I needed to hear. By the way, I didn't actually need to hear that. I was teasing you a little bit about the setup from Friday's show. Because here's the thing, I didn't want to be right. Like, it's so funny when people hear you talk about our teams and you say something that isn't positive, they like get mad at you when you've actually had a good point, when it happens to be negative and it comes true. And here's the thing, I wanted to see it. Okay, prove me wrong. After Game 3, this Cavs team said it's just one game. We heard Evan Mumbles Mobley say, just one game and everything's going to be fine. And, we can't let it turn into two games. And lo and behold, you let it turn into two games. And I thought they played really great basketball for the first quarter of that game. I was prepared to do my own, hey, you answered the call. And then the second half happened. And, dude, I don't even know where to begin with how embarrassing. Like, it seems like in NBA circles, well, those game threes, those happen. Where you get blown out by 38 points, those happen.
That's what I said.
We've become far too permissive with that, by the way. It's the NBA playoffs. If any team loses by 38 points, you should hammer them to oblivion. It is unacceptable, no matter the things that lead to those blowouts. But that being said, I found Saturday to somehow be more unbearable than I found Thursday night. Because once again, the Cavs got punched in the mouth and they cannot handle it. And we, you know, we talked about, oh, they're not physical enough, or they're not tough enough, or are they too soft? Guys, I just don't think they're a team. I don't watch a team play. And it's funny because there are times where they play defense at home where I'm like, that's a team. They know how to play. They know where each other's going to be, right? They can still communicate a little bit more, but the point is, like, you see it. Even offensively, they'll go on runs where the ball is moving effortlessly, and you're like, oh my God, this team can beat anybody in the NBA. But the problem is, at least as it pertains to the last 4 months, the problem is good does not equal good. Meaning, when they have a good performance, it doesn't lead to four more good ones. But bad, oh, buddy boy, does bad lead to three or four more bad performances.
They linger, yeah, and that was kind of the case this season. And listen, in this particular occasion, I said this on Friday. You know, I wasn't worried about this team. I still felt like they were going to win this in fives. That's what I said. After seeing those two games, Nick, tomorrow night is beyond a must win. Mm-hmm. Okay? Tomorrow night is the series.
You can't possibly go from 2-0 up 2-0 to down 3-2. You can't, because this team can't handle that.
I mean, you would think that would be a challenge for Orlando, but no. In fact, they got that beat. I mean, you'd think a 9-point lead at halftime would be good. Oh no, we'll see your halftime lead and raise you a 38-5 run. Yeah. How about that second half?
You know what? I think that's
the hell was that?
I think that's a great place to start. Because, again, it's not that the Cavs
lost. It was worse than that, by the way. It may have been 40 to something.
I think it was something like 61 to 29 they got outscored. Or 19?
29 in the second half.
29.
At one point, they had the five, and the Magic had 30-something. Yeah.
But, like, it's not that you lost. Like, I think
we turned it off again.
Well, no, it's how you lose. And when you lose because you don't have heart, that is just the non-negotiable of Cleveland. Like, this town demands one thing, which is play hard. You don't always have to play the right way. Not all of LeBron's teams played the right way. Sometimes they got fat and sassy, and they got cocky about things. All right? Sometimes they acted like they were more interested in the fun in between, or rather celebrating the series win when you were up 3-0 instead of finishing off a sweep. But yet they still played hard. Like, I think like, we dealt with the Cavs getting bored. You know why? Because the Cavs might have gotten bored, but in the end, they'd find the fourth quarter, we're going to play hard, put it all together, and get a win. And this team, the second that they lose scent, the second that they start to wilt, they don't fall apart a little bit. They fall apart all of it. Mm-hmm. What kills me, I still expect them to win the series. Because you're a front-running team. And that's who they are now, guys. I don't think you're going to wake up one day and not be front-runners anymore. Not this year, not as currently constructed. Not with this head coach either. But, like, I expect them to win because you've got two more games at home to one game on the road. So I'm saying that after you've lost two inexcusable games in a row. Imagine what I will be saying about you if you bleep away this series. And this is, and you know what, I will say this. Do I think JB is a good playoff coach? Absolutely not. But it is not just about one thing. It is, if your only answer today is fire JB Bickerstaff, and we'll get into the JB side of this because there's a lot coming out of the locker room after this. It's not just about JB. I've said it for a while now. I've said it at least for the last week, if not more. I'm not convinced Darius and Donovan are comfortable or like playing together, because both of them look like, when they play on the court, offensively, they become the Monstars. Nobody knows who's going to take over the game when you know what gets real. Nobody knows how to defer, or at least defer consistently. The ball stagnates. And by the way, could a better coach have figured this out along the way? Yes, probably. But the point is, this is still a player-controlled league. And the players, and I'm not going to hear another damn thing about George Niang or Max Strus on the friggin' road. Guys, they're role players. Role players don't play well on the road, on any of them.
They don't have a role.
Or on croissants, any of them. But my point is, this is about the four guys atop the mast. This is a players' league, And those players aren't getting it done. Sans Jared Allen, who, by the way, looked like a Mack truck again in the first half. It is not just one thing. It is all of it right now, and all of it is damn embarrassing.
Yeah, it really is, Nick. And I don't know what to think about this team. It's really unfortunate because I was excited after the first couple of wins, thinking that we would make quick work of the Magic and sort of move on to Boston at some point, and that just has not been the case, Nick. And boy, as this thing gets a little bit dicier, you know, as we go throughout this series, I got to say, man, it's not just me and you, it's really everybody. And I'm sure the organization is feeling it internally and obviously will have some tough decisions to make. But it seems as though, and listen, Nick, I'm at the point now where I kind of feel like the Magic have all the momentum. And if they don't win this series, God help us, because this team's going to get absolutely blown up.
Well, I mean, I think you're now at a point where even if they win, you've got to turn around and go to Boston. And if you can't compete with the Orlando, the vaunted, I mean, these guys are basically the 2016 Golden State Warriors. These Orlando Magic are. I mean, Franz Wagner, Steph Curry, everybody's been saying that. Paolo Banchero is Klay Thompson in his prime. Nobody's saying that. Who's the Jalen Suggs? I mean, he's Andre Iguodala. I mean, if I've ever seen Andre Iguodala, Jamal Mosley clearly is the Steve Kerr, the mastermind of all this. Oh wait, he's also not. Like, if you can't hang with the Orlando Magic, this is why it was always flawed logic when people were like, oh, well, we should be ducking Philadelphia or we should be ducking Miami, which, by the way, they would not have played either one of those teams because it would have been a 3 seed, maybe playing against Indiana right now. But, like, this is why it was always flawed logic. If you need to pick your first-round opponent so you have a chance to go to the second round, you're already effed. And here's the thing, guys. This team should be a top 2 seed. When I say top 2 seed, what I'm saying is this team should be one of the final, talent-wise. I'm not talking about how they actually play. Talent-wise, this team has enough talent to be in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. And instead, they're getting quick work by the Orlando Magic. And it's the second straight year. And the flaw in the plan, the flaw in the Death Star has always been for everyone saying, well, I can't make a judgment on JP or I can't make a judgment on Darius or Donovan until I see him in a second playoff series. Yeah, that's cool if that works out. When it doesn't work out, when you're getting worked real good and hard by the Orlando Magic in 2 straight games, we're getting blown out in 2 straight games. In a first round series. Oh, by the way, in a team that doesn't have a Donovan Mitchell, that doesn't have a Giannis Antetokounmpo, that has some really nice, scrappy young players who simply do the thing you should do in the playoffs consistently, which is play hard. This is how you don't do it. And if you want to be serious, if you want to be a real friggin' NBA team, you want to have that dog chain mean something to you, you go out in the playoffs and you play hard. And this team can't do that. And so, JB, here is your slice of the pie when it comes to blame. And Darius, here is your slice of the pie. And Evan, here's your slice. And Jarrett, a much, much smaller piece of the pie because he's playing hard.
He's playing as hard as he possibly can.
But Donovan, whether you're injured or not, here's some blame. And you know what? Kobe Altman, for letting it get to this point, allowing, if you knew who JB was a year ago, and I think you did, but if you allowed this to fester one more year, then it's on you as well. And so you want to know what, because we can put it on one guy specifically, and we're actually going to talk about one of the core pieces on this, Dustin, when it comes to blame in a minute. We are. But I'm just going to tell you right now, this is organizational failure. Let's not just make it as easy as JB can't coach. He can't, but that's not the point. Let's not just make it as easy as Kobe Altman had the careerist move to bring everybody back so that he could guarantee himself one more crack at getting it right this offseason. Okay, that's fair. Let's not just put it on him. But I will tell you, I'm not putting it on Marcus Morris. I'm not putting it on George Niang. I'm not putting on any of the guys coming off the bench. I could put it a little bit on Caris LeVert. Caris, stop. Okay? Just stop. All right? You don't need to be the guy handling the ball at the top of the key driving, inexplicably pissing the ball away. You don't need to do it. Okay? Like, think, Caris. I'm with you. I've defended the trade. Stop! But it ain't about Karras. It's about their four best players. It's about their head coach. It's about their GM and everything. This team was supposed to be competing for championships. And now we got to wonder whether they can win this series against the Orlando Magic. They've turned the Magic at home into the 2016 Golden State Warriors. They can't miss. It's a team that couldn't buy a bucket. They couldn't crack 90 points in the first two games. And then they go out on the road and they start scoring in droves. And JB's looking around going like, how do we do this? What do I do with my hands? He's going full Ricky Bobby. So we will get into the blame game today. And I want to hear everybody's outrage. I do.
I cannot wait to hear Adam's call because we can see what he wants to talk about.
And yeah.
I bet you there's a lot of people that feel the way Adam does. Hang there, Adam. We'll get to you next segment. Wow.
But this is organizational failure. When this team traded for Donovan Mitchell, it was supposed to be about winning titles, competing for titles at the very least, being a serious player in the Eastern Conference. And since then, they've puckered. Since then, they went from full throttle with Donovan Mitchell to scared of their own shadow 2 years later. And it is insanely infuriating. And so if you want to know why I bitched so hard in the final 20 games of the regular season, this. You want to know why I was so pissed on Friday? This. This team is better than getting worked by Orlando, even in a game, let alone two games. So it's got to be more than just one person's fault or one person's failure. I don't know what I object to more. JB taking a victory lap that the series is exactly what we expected. You sure about that? I'm not sure you expected it to go this way. Or him saying it's been competitive when every one of these games has been a blowout and the last two games have been massive blowouts against his team. If you saw that coming and you didn't run through town saying the British are coming, your ass deserves to be fired on that alone. Hey, guys, we knew it was going to be competitive. Okay, did you know your team was going to be non-competitive in half of those games? Can we start there, JB, while you try and polish this turd that is the last two games? How do you feel about what you just heard there?
I feel like this series totally shifted in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just take line two, please. Because
you're very bossy. I don't hate it. I'm just pointing it out. Adam, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Well, I mean, I am a Cavs fan. I've been a Cavs fan for a long time, but
since I'm when? Not what year?
Probably early 2000s. I grew up same time as LeBron, and when he came in, that was really when I really got into it.
I've been a fan for longer, but I accept your fandom.
Okay. Well, I was a die-hard Indians fan throughout the 90s, so that's what I spent all my time watching. But
that is also approved.
I am not afraid to say that I'm over it, and I want it to be over, and I want JB to be gone. Because it can't work like this, and just to keep rooting them on and thinking that something's going to change is not going to. He gets out-coached by every coach in the playoffs. We see this. He just flat-out gets out-coached. We have the best talent on the floor, hands down. There's no question about it. But we have the worst coach on the floor. And we see now how important it is for him to be able to make adjustments in-game and in between games, and he just can't do it. And, you know, last year, Jared Allen says the lights were too bright in New York. Well, now what? Are the lights too bright in Orlando? Like, what is going on here? Like, it can't be. And he is, I feel, single-handedly ruining this core of talent that we have and this window of opportunity that we have. And it's just gotten too far. I want it over. I want him gone. They're going to make some moves. I think that it's going to have to happen. But even if we do squeak out this series, which they might, I don't even think I'm done watching it. Anyways, I have a 14-year-old son who we watch sports together a lot. He will not sit down with me right now and watch Cavs games. He's just like, why? Why would I watch them? Like, there's no point to watch them. So he, you know, they got that generation now saying these guys are trash. Like, why are we watching them? And he doesn't know. It's not the players. It's definitely right now. It's the coach. He's not putting them in any type of position to do anything good. So, yes, maybe we squeak out this series, and that's fine, and that's great. But we go to Boston, and goodbye in four, you know, that's that's going to be it. So let's just get it over with, get it done with, make the changes we need to do, and maybe next year things will be different. It's easy with our talent to be a top team in the East during the regular season, fine. But if you can't do anything in the playoffs, then what's the point?
Adam, we appreciate you, buddy. Do you agree with Adam that you just want this series to be over?
I mean, listen, if you can't beat Orlando, you're going to get swept by Boston. So I never want my team to just lose because that's a loser mindset and mentality. But I'm going to tell you right now, the last two games in Orlando, I barely watched because I turned it off the second half.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbearable to watch that brand of basketball and how poor they played, the effort that they displayed. Nick, if they don't give good effort tomorrow night and convincingly win this game and get back in the series, yeah, I'm going to feel like just get it over with. We're wasting time. You know, we've got tickets to game 7. We have every other game for playoffs. And yeah, I mean, if it goes to a game 7, I'm not sure they're going to win.
Yeah, I mean,
and part of me would rather just sell the tickets.
So,
or not have to pay for them.
I think there's still value in winning this series.
Oh, yeah, but I get it, dude. But, like, I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, under no circumstances can you claim that this is a step forward, though. Like, if you had...
It would take a miracle, Nick, for them to get by Orlando and actually get by Boston.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm not even worried about getting by Boston now. I'd be worried about, are you going to get housed in every game? And the only thing stopping me from thinking that 100% is the fact that Boston has its own lapses, and they have with Brown and Tatum they've turned countless 5-game series into 7-game series across the time those two have been together.
But and the other thing here is with Boston, if they win, because they'll have home court, if they win games 1 and 2 convincingly, and they most likely would, hell, even game 1. Let's say they win game 1 by 30. The Cavs don't have a backbone to come back.
Yeah.
They don't. They lay down and die.
Well, and I will say, like, I know Adam was talking about JB. I think JB is the easy thing you get rid of here. I think the problem is whether you win this series or not, you have to really ask yourself about the makeup of this roster and whether, because here's the thing, I hate the generalization you can't win with two undersized guards in the playoffs. Because that's not, guys. They're struggling against a bad fifth seed to get through this series. Like, guys, if the Cavs played up to their potential, they would have made quick, wet work of the Orlando Magic. It's that simple. Because talent should matter. Talent and coaching should matter most in the playoffs. It's not mattering for the Cavs. So I don't, like, this isn't just, well, they're both undersized guys who need the ball in their hand. No, they're not playing well together. They're not seeing eye to eye. They don't know how to defer, when to defer, why to defer, when it's time to take it over. And I will say, I will give Donovan a modicum of credit. I think he is hurt beyond what we're seeing right now because there's too many times up and down the court where you see that, where you see him grabbing his ribs or where you see him laboring when he shouldn't be laboring. But it is so easy to say fire JB, and believe me, if you don't make it through this series, or if you eke by this and then get swept by Boston, JB is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Gone as gone. Nobody. I would love to get Brendan Haywood back on today and see if he still thinks that JB is the right coach for this team, the way I was shouted down after, what was that, on Friday or Thursday? One of those days.
One of
those 2 days. But, like, I think that's fait accompli, unless proven otherwise, unless this team goes on a run. Can I tell you the reason, though, why I don't just want the series to be over? I still want the Cavs to figure this out. Like, the truth is, there still is an impressive amount of talent on this team. I want to see this team come together in Game 5, find their scruples, and put it all on the floor. And I'd love to see them learn their lesson in Game 6 and go, you know what, hey, now that we got home cooking in our bellies, we're going to go back out there and take the series.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's possible. But something has to give. Because even in those first 2 games, you saw them not step on their neck and put the Magic away. Those games late in the game got way more competitive than they should have. It's all the same thing. Everything that's been dogging them the last 20 games is dogging them now. It is bad coaching, but it's also you're not...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Playing like a team.
Why couldn't they stop the bleeding?
Because I don't think they believe in each other, or they don't believe in their coach, and or it's one of those two things or both. Let's go with Bill. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. You guys are way too nice. You don't use the word, and Dustin, you know this is like the word that if you use it in professional sports, it's almost like that word was used. They quit. And Dustin, yeah. You know, they quit.
Oh yeah, they did.
And that word in professional sports should never be said, because you're playing in front of millions of people. You're representing yourself, and there's a thing called dignity. And when you lay down like that, you are embarrassing yourself to the nth degree. What I was surprised was that they not only quit. But usually on teams that are being beaten like that, there is one person on the team that will say, you know what I need to do? I need to mix it up with somebody and get in a fight and get this thing changed around. They didn't do that. And when you saw how they laid down, they're not going to win this series. They embarrassed themselves. They don't care. If they cared, they wouldn't have quit. Now, the question I have, you guys, is who were they sending the message to? If you're willing to embarrass yourself as a player in front of the country like that, who are you so angry at or you are so perturbed with that you would do that? Now, we have three players on this team that are the captains of the soft group, and that is Garland, Mobley, and LeVert.
Is that an official name, or is that more like a working title?
Captains of the Soft Group.
That's like a good Marvel movie.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know what other group they sit in. And here's my biggest concern is, Mobley, you keep him? Or are you trading? I don't think there's much there. If this is him, I mean, he's gutless. And Garland is gutless. I mean, Garland quit guarding people in the second half. And so... you get rid of these guys? You get rid of Mobley? I think you do.
Bill, we got to run, buddy, but we appreciate it. We'll still work. We'll work in progress on the soft guy's name there. 216-474-0092 if you guys want to pitch in. One of the things that I disagree with vehemently is the Evan Mobley thing. I'm not giving up on Evan Mobley. I think the Cavs' problems have become Evan Mobley's problem, And I think if you want to unlock Evan Mobley, you got to get rid of the things that are standing in the way of him being a better version of himself. And instead, they've gone the opposite way. He's gotten the ball later and later in possessions, where I think he needs the ball earlier in possessions. And I think in some ways you can run the offense through him. I'll ask you guys, because we had a caller say it. Adam said he just wants the series to be over. He wants the Cavs to lose so we can move on. Do you agree with him?
I have to backtrack for a second, because I told you guys at the end of regular season, if they flame out in the first round again, this is on Donovan, and you guys said I was crazy. And look where we're at.
I didn't say you were crazy. I didn't say you were crazy.
You said they blamed JB. No, they let him off the hook for the knee. Yes, I got the evidence.
Whoa. I said the organization would blame JB. I didn't say you were crazy. I said I agreed with you that the fans would start calling in about Donovan Mitchell. Why would I lie?
The fans here, the national media would blame Donovan, but
Anthony,
the fans here would let him off the hook.
Well, I said it myself.
Interesting back and forth between Jason Lloyd and Ken Carman today. And in the interest of fairness, okay, which this show is about being fair, except when I'm taking meaningless and just needless pot shots at my coworkers here, whom I all love very much, which, of course, is a racer phrase. So that was Ken and Jason today on with the Modern Boys talking about Donovan as the fall guy. Well, this is going back to, I believe, April 2nd, where Jason Lloyd foretold his Donovan Mitchell hate prophecy.
This is going to be on him. Even with the bad knees and everything else, if they lose in the first round, no one's going to blame Darius, even though he's had a terrible year. Nobody's going to blame Evan Mobley. They'll blame JB, but they're going to blame Donovan. Like, this is on him.
Clevelanders will? Cleveland fans will?
I think everybody will.
Oh, I disagree. I don't think Cleveland fans believe that Donovan Mitchell's laying it all out there on the floor the best he can every night. I'm not blaming Donovan Mitchell. I think a lot of people agree.
I agree with that, yes. I agree that he's laying it out there. And I've said this 100 times. He has done everything right. He has said all the right things at every turn since they traded for him, since they brought him here. But if they lose in the first round and he plays like he did last year, you don't think he's going to take the blame for that?
I think he'll take the blame for that from people like Shaq and so on. I don't know if locally, I think a lot more people are more interested in Darius Garland and Evan Mobley than Donovan.
He got destroyed last year for his performance in that Knicks series. He got destroyed locally and nationally.
I think that's a champion's pose for Jason Lloyd, because I'll be honest with you, I think Donovan has not taken a lot of blame on the national level, but I think anybody that's listened to this station since that loss Thursday night, it is Donovan that has taken a brunt of the punishment by Cavs fans and by Cleveland fans.
Oh, no, he has. Quite a bit, by the way.
Yeah.
But not from the national folks.
I actually think it's disproportionate. Like, if a guy's playing through rib injuries and a knee injury, I'm going to give him more slack than I am Darius. And, like, I'm willing to give Darius a modicum of slack simply because I don't think he ever got right. Like, I almost think you have to write this year off for Darius, because I don't think it's indicative of who he is when he's at his best. And I think you can get him back there next year. I just no longer believe you can get Donovan where he needs to be and Darius where he needs to be. With these two guys, there is zero chemistry between them. And I'll be honest with you, what concerns me is not that there's zero chemistry between the two of them. What concerns me is they had some last year. It was not perfect. The offense was stagnant. You needed to figure something out to make that work better. The Cavs did nothing, and I mean nothing, to resolve that. And I think the lack of chemistry is on the It's on the organization, starting with JB. Because I think, guys, this whole thing, it's not hard to fit pieces that don't fit together. All it takes is a little bit of credit, a little bit of buy-in from the players, and a little bit of creativity. There's this myth that every team in the NBA comes together, especially teams that have won championships, that they come together like the Warriors, and everything's kumbaya. Guys, in 2017... when the Warriors made, what was it, quick work, 5 games? Or no, sorry, that was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
There were cracks in the foundation between KD and the other Warriors. Now, in fairness, they just out-talented everybody. But everybody had to buy in to some degree for that. Steph had to sacrifice for that to happen. Klay had to sacrifice. Draymond, even KD, had to sacrifice a little bit for that to happen. And that's supposed to be the team that fits together better than everybody. It's a myth. No teams fit together 100%. But the buy-in that you get, that matters. And here's the thing. I don't know whether Donovan will take the flack in the fall outside of Cleveland for this failure. I don't know that I agree that that's going to be the. I don't know that anybody's paying attention to the series, quite frankly.
Well, they buried it.
Well, no,
the national media's buried it,
and the series itself with four blowouts has buried it. And that's interesting. If the Knicks are playing in it, if the Cavs and the Magic, I think this thing's going to go over like it's the only thing I can think of. So I'm not going to use that reference because I've used it before. I think it's a blip. I don't think Donovan's going to take any crap nationally because I don't think anybody nationally is paying attention to this series.
Well, that's part of it. And I also think that in terms of Donovan and like the perception about all this, I do think that there are a lot of people out there that are going to blame JB, the organization, for not putting the right pieces around Donovan Mitchell. And honestly, like, I think people out there are going to feel bad for Donovan.
I think there will be some of that
notion. This isn't like Utah.
But can I tell you, though, here, people are already turning on Donovan. And it actually has nothing to do with what's going on in this series. It doesn't. Oh, okay, I shouldn't say that. It has nothing to do with what Donovan's doing in this series. It has everything to do with, we know, we're protecting ourselves. Donovan, every game they lose in this series, and honestly, if they were to go out against Boston and Boston was to make quick work of them, after every loss, Cavs fans, rightfully so, we already know the NBA wants him out of here. I mean, Stephen A. Smith can't mention the name Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks enough, even though they've got Jalen Brunson, right?
Who put up 47.
Every Mark Stein article starts with, is Donovan Mitchell going to stay in Cleveland? Every Bill Simmons podcast talks about where Donovan Mitchell's going to go. Every single national thing about Donovan is about getting him out of Cleveland. You already feel that way, and now he's on a team that's laying down? Like, I've come around to what Jason's saying because I'm seeing the vitriol that Donovan's getting while playing hurt through two significant injuries, and the reality is nobody cares because they think he's going to leave you, and what do we do better in Cleveland than anywhere else? Oh, you're going to leave us? We're going to leave you first. I think Cleveland invented that. And by the way, you should, because this whole thing feels rigged. And so I do think... What do you mean rigged? Just the whole thing of having a superstar in a market like Cleveland outside of the NFL, which is a different animal. But if it's baseball or if it's basketball, everybody's trying to get their hands on your favorite player from the second he becomes your favorite player. And so, yeah, I think a lot of the reaction pointed at Donovan over the last 72 hours, I think it is 100% tied on people protecting their emotions because they know you lose this series and he is outie 5,000.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's definitely gone. If they don't win this series, hell, even if they win the series, he's probably gone.
Well, and I think my bigger concern is what's his value now? Because when Donovan, during that ridiculous 18-2 stretch, Donovan, trade value-wise, was showing you if you put four shooters around him or three shooters in a rim-running big, he can be the number one seed in either conference. Now, you're watching Donovan fall in and out of games. Injuries or not, you're watching him fall in and out of games against a team that, quite frankly, nobody respects. Like, literally nobody respects the Magic nationally. And so that is my fear. The whole point, listen, I'm not caught up in will they win or will they lose the Donovan trade, because in the end, if you get comparable, if you traded Donovan this offseason, you got comparable what you gave up for him, then it's a wash, and I got to watch a really damn good basketball player for 2 years.
Yeah.
But I think now fans are like, well, wait. Is he going to have that value? Because coming off Utah, guys, yeah, his offensive rating wasn't great in those playoffs. He had a couple banger performances. In the two previous playoffs, he had been one of the best players in the NBA playoffs from an offensive rating perspective. Now you're 3 years away from that. Oh, and now he's got knee injuries consecutive years. That's where I think the concern should be.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.